Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Thursday, February 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, January is done. We're heading into February. You're going to have to ask yourself a very important question. Am I going to get out of the stands watching this game of life that I've been a spectator, sitting back watching others play on the field? Or am I going to get out of the stands, walk across the track, go up to the coach, and say, sign me up. Give me a uniform. Teach me how to do the plays. I'm ready to step up and be a player in this game known as politics. This is not a radio show for the weak of heart. This is not for the spectators to sit in the stands and to listen to this game that we are participating in. Vicky and I have been doing this since 2010. As a matter of fact, next month, March, will be 14 years ago when I picked up the phone and called then former state representative Howard Walker. He was going to be running for the replacement of Jason Allen in the 37th State Senate District, the seat that currently Senator John DeMuth has. I was complaining and yelling and screaming at the TV, and she said, call Howard. He's going to be the next state senator, our next state senator. Pick up the phone and complain to him. Shut up. I'm tired of hearing it. Turn off Fox News and pick up the dang phone and call the guy. And I did. Because I had met him out at Chateau Grand Traverse Winery the summer of 2009 when I got rid of my semi. Remember I told you March 6, 2009, I left Atlanta, Georgia. I sold my truck in the spring. I saw an ad in the Wretched Eagle newspaper for a maintenance supervisor for Chateau Grand Traverse Winery on Old Mission Peninsula, right up the road from where we were living. So I went in and met with Sandy. She interviewed me. She wanted to know my background. I told her about how I had worked landscaping in high school, raised landscaping out of Shelby Township, Michigan, and that I had run large commercial grade mowers. I walked and weed whacked more beds, probably hundreds of miles of beds with a weed whip, backpack blowers, maintenance repairs. The machines would break down. We'd fix them, sharpen the blades, change the oil, put in new spark plugs. I knew how to drive trucks, not just little trucks pulling trailers with the lawnmowers on them, but I was also licensed CDL, hazmat trailers, explosives, ammunition, dynamite, refrigerated trailers, high-lows, pallet jacks. I could do it all. I could do it all. She looked at me and she said, you are so overqualified for this job. It only pays 20 bucks an hour. I'm like, I don't care. I want to work outside this summer. I want to get a tan. And I just want to have fun. Boys want to have fun. Now, the girls want to have fun is that song. Well, immediately Ed's dog came running up to me. I'm a dog person. I'm a dog whisperer, actually. Dogs love me. Jason Allen gave me some milk bones and said, when you're knocking doors, you got to have a pocket full of milk bones in case a dog comes at you. I'm like, no, I don't. I just put out my open hand for them to smell me. I'm not threatening to them. I don't bend over and get in their face. Dogs sense and know that I love them. Long story short, Ed's dog, during the interview, came over and laid down at my feet and went to sleep. And Sandy's looking around, and she keeps looking at my feet. And I'm like, what the heck is she looking at? And she goes, Ed's dog doesn't do that with anybody. Well, on my supervisor's golf cart out at the winery, his dog, Ed O'Keefe's dog, did not want to get on the golf cart with Ed. He wanted to get on the golf cart with me. And we'd go Baja, and I'd put my arm around him and hold him, I'd hold on to him so he didn't fall off. And I was doing 30 miles an hour through the winery. We were having a blast, and I was dark. I got the best suntan of my life that summer working outside. I got a call from Ed, and he said, Randy, get down to the bed and breakfast and do your thing. Well, that meant that I was to diamond cross-cut the front yard. I always picked an angle of when the driveway is approaching, you're coming up in your vehicle, you would see the grass being mowed one way and then a diamond cross-cut the other way. I took out the weed whip and edged the edge of the asphalt drive. I pulled all the weeds and I got the backpack blower out. I was sweating like a pig, and I had that place spick and span in probably less than an hour. Who showed up? Howard Walker in his Chevy Suburban with his Howard Walker for Senate signs in the back. And I'm standing there dripping sweat with no shirt on, with a dark tan, and I walked up. Always have a towel with you in the back pocket, wiped my brow, wiped my hand, and stuck out my hand and said, hi, I'm Trucker Randy. Oh, hi, I'm Howard Walker. Nice to meet you, Howard. Ed told me to get the place spick and span for you for your fundraising event, your meet and greet you're doing here today. Ed, of course, endorsed Howard and wrote him a big check. And Ed told me to get the place ready for you. Howard, in his kind of snooty, uppity way, looked around and said, yeah, you did a good job. And thanks, Howard. Appreciate it. Gave me his card. Howard Walker for State Senate. Look forward to your vote next year in the primary and the general election. I want to be your next state senator. I said, okay, thanks. So I stuck the card in my pocket. Came home that night. Vicky washed my clothes every night because I got really dirty out there. And I pulled the card out and put it on the dresser. Well, then winter came. We got done with the grapes. We got done with the migrant workers. And I was done for the season. I went home and started yelling and screaming at the TV in February and March. Finally, Vicky had enough of it. And she's like, you're driving me crazy. Go get that card off the dresser and call the next state senator, Howard Walker, and tell him your ideas on how to fix the state. It was about the economy. It was crashing. I saw it coming. I got rid of the truck. I came off the road. So I called him on a landline. He picked up the phone. Howard Walker. I'm like, hey, Howard, this is Trucker Randy. I met you out at Ed O'Keefe's place, the bed and breakfast for your meet and greet. Oh, yeah, I remember you. How you doing? I said, good. He said, Howard, I'd like to talk to you about some things that I think you need to support and that when you become the state senator, you need to run on. He's like, okay. Trucker Randy, right? This who I'm talking to? Yeah. Okay, well, what's your ideas? Well, first of all, Howard, when I was truck driving, I went into other states. And it was amazing the economies of other states that were all right-to-work states. We need to become a right-to-work state in Michigan. Oh, my God, Randy. You do not know the battle that would be. Man, brother, you're talking about Lansing fighting with Detroit. You do know that Michigan is the home of the UAW. Yeah, the UAW, the United Auto Workers. I worked at Dodge Truck in high school before I went to Michigan State for pre-med. I know all about the UAW. I know how they took $40 in union dues out of my paycheck, even though I was never going to become a UAW member, and cut me short on my beer and pizza money, $40 a week. Yep, that's them. Man, that would be a huge battle, Randy, and I'm not sure that Michigan's ready for it. I said, Howard, we need to become a right-to-work state. okay, what else you got? I'm like, what a snooty, uppity, arrogant son of a SOB. Well, okay, we got to get rid of our income tax in Michigan. Oh, Randy, you don't understand how much income tax generates in revenue to Lansing in the Treasury to fund the government. What would you replace it with? I wouldn't replace it with an income tax. There's a consumption tax available that other states use to fund their state governments where we can compete with states like Florida and Texas. They don't have income tax. And people are moving to Florida and Texas because of it. To grow our population, we need to get rid of our income tax. No, Randy, sorry. If you're talking about like increasing a consumption tax or a sales tax, we're a tourist industry up here in northern Michigan. It would kill tourism in northern Michigan. I couldn't support that. I said, how much tourism has it killed in Florida for Disney World? The number one tourist destination in the United States of America, 40 million people a year go to Florida to go to Disney World, and they pay 9.25% sales tax. I knew my facts because I studied them in my truck. Now, Randy, not going to support that either. I said, okay, what about this, Howard? When we became a state in 1837, all the way until 1963, we operated this state for 126 years with part-time legislature. Romney changed our constitution and made you guys full-time. Salaries went from $3,000 a year to $12,000 a year. He's like, where are you getting this information? I said, off the internet. I've been studying in my truck. We need to go back to a part-time legislature. Randy, you don't understand how Lansing works. Do you know almost 70 to 80% of my day is dealing with constituent services and complaints about the state government? I said, of course, the governor should be dealing with that, not you. Pass a budget, pass a couple bills, and come back home. Randy, sorry, can't advocate, support any of that. I said, Howard, if you don't, we may have to find somebody to run against you. He said, yeah, like who? And I said, me. And he goes, a former truck driver? Good luck. And he hung up on me, and I got a dial tone. I'm going to tell you what happened next with that dial tone. And it involves Miss Vicky. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, recalling that phone conversation on a landline with former state representative, former state senator Howard Walker in March of 2010. So I explained how I got to meet him. I got his card. I was yelling and screaming at the TV. Vicky said, you know, turn off the TV and call Howard Walker. So I ran my ideas by him that would improve our state. March of 2010. Become a right-to-work state. Get rid of the state income tax. Go back to being a part-time legislature. Randy, I can't support any of that. I can't advocate for any of that. I'm not your guy. Well, Howard, if you don't do it, then somebody's going to have to run against you. Yeah, really? Like who? Me. You? A former truck driver. You're going to run against me. Good luck. And he hung up on me. And I had a dial tone. Now, Vicky was over on the other side of the room and doing things with the grandkids or whatever, and she was hearing me talk to Howard, but she wasn't hearing his response. And I said, hey, Vic, I said, Howard'd like to talk to you. Oh, okay. So she kind of brushed off her pants and walked over and she grabbed the phone and she put the phone up to her ear and she goes, hey, Howard. And she heard the dial tone. She pulled the phone away from her ear and she looked at me with this quizzical look on her face and she said, he hung up on you? And I went, yeah. Well, she put the phone back in the cradle and she goes, what a stupid man. Oh, she said silly man. That's right. She just corrected me. You don't get to correct me while I'm on the radio live. She said he's a silly man. I downloaded off the internet on the computer, printed out the affidavit of identity for state senate. I filled it all out, but it said it had to be notarized. So I took it to the bank, and I signed it in front of a notary. She notarized it, and I mailed it into Lansing Bureau of Elections with a $100 check. I marked myself as running for the 37th State Senate as a Republican and mailed in a check. And when they received it a couple days later, they cashed the check, and I was going to be on the ballot. Because if you pay the $100, you don't have to get the signatures. That's state rep and state senator only. I did not know anything, folks, about parties. County parties, Republican or Democrat. State parties, executive committees, precinct delegates. I didn't know any of that. And I was going to be on the ballot to be a state senator. One of 38 state senators in the state of Michigan, and I didn't know anything about parties. Nothing. But then I got an email, or saw an email, I think it was, from Dave Barr. He was the chairman of the Grand Traverse County Republican Party, comes out publicly and endorses Howard Walker for state senate. Had his phone number on it. So I called him. And I said, Dave, it's Randy Bishop. Yeah, what can I do for you? It's an open primary. Jason Allen's not running for re-election as a state senator, and you just endorsed my opponent. He goes, yeah. And I said, well, why'd you do it? He says, Randy, I don't even know who you are. So I just told you, I'm Randy Bishop. You want me to come down and shake your hand, look you in the eye? I'll do it. When do you want to meet? Nope, not interested. I said, why? He goes, because you've never been involved with the party. And I'm like, what party? And he goes, the Grand Traverse County Republican Party. I went, I'm sorry, Dave, I don't know what you're talking about. This is serious, folks. I said, I don't know what you're talking about because I didn't. I didn't know there was such a thing as quote unquote parties. That's how naive I was to politics in March of 2010. Now, if I could be dumb enough and naive enough to fill out an affidavit of identity with the Bureau of Elections into Secretary of State's office on Allegan Street in Lansing, Michigan, and mail him a check for $100 to get on the ballot, you can at least become a precinct delegate this year. You can at least run for school board or county commissioner. You know more about politics by listening to this show than I did when I filled out my affidavit and became a candidate for state senate. It's time to put on a uniform, folks. I want to talk to you. If you want to run for school board, if you want to run for county commissioner, call me after the show. Any day, I'm available at 12 noon until midnight every day for 12 hours. Text me, and I'll call you back. 231-360-5140. I do this show for 3 hours a day. I prep for 3 hours a day, and I sleep for six, and I'm available for 12 hours a day on this phone number. Pick up the phone, text me, call me. I want to talk to you. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories that's caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. On 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on a fantastic Friday tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.